is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Dawn is breaking in Washington, D.C., and with it, the highly anticipated release of the redacted Mueller report due in the next few hours. Subsequent to that, expect much political ballyhooing from all sides of the political spectrum. Do not expect the dust to settle for quite some time, with more AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
New York Congressman Gerald Nadler, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee, didn't mince words.
The Attorney General appears to be waging a media campaign on behalf of President Trump.
He says it's wrong for William Barr to address the public first about the report and then later deliver copies heavily redacted to Congress. Meanwhile, White House advisor and first daughter Ivanka Trump tells the Associated Press she's not worried about what Robert Mueller wrote.
I knew that there was no collusion. I knew that there was no obstruction.
Congressional Democrats say they'll subpoena key players in the investigation, including the special counsel, if they feel too much information has been redacted. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Now, a report in this morning's Washington Post, quoting anonymous sources, says that the report is due to be only lightly redacted relative to the heavy censoring expected by Democrats. Suspected separatist militants ambushed a bus in the southwestern Pakistan before dawn on Thursday and killed 14 passengers, mostly Navy personnel. Witnesses said the bus was stopped in a remote area when a group of about two dozen assailants disguised as paramilitary forces went through identification cards of all the passengers before forcing 16 of them out and spraying them with bullets. Now, two of the hostages managed to escape in the process and reach the nearest security checkpost to narrate the incident, according to a local security official who was speaking with VOA. A Pakistan Navy spokesman later confirmed its personnel were among the slain men. This is VOA News. North Korea claims to have test-fired a new tactical guided missile. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
According to state media, North Korea has test-fired what's described as a new type tactical guided weapon. The state-run Korean Central News Agency says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un observed the firing of the unspecified weapon. North Korea's weapons testing had largely halted since a series of tests in 2017. But in late February, a nuclear disarmament summit in Hanoi between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump collapsed without a new agreement. The Associated Press could not immediately and independently verify North Korea's claim of the weapons test. I'm Mike Rossia.
The United Nations said Wednesday that the Libyan capital saw its most intense fighting overnight since the forces of General Khalifa Haftar began their battle to take Tripoli earlier this month. The UN Security Council has been considering a draft resolution this week calling for an immediate de-escalation and ceasefire. The International Organization for Migration said Wednesday that the offensive has displaced 25,000 people in the capital, with 4,500 displaced in the past 24 hours alone. United States announced a new sanctions on Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua on Wednesday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the administration's implementing a 1996 act giving Americans the right to sue mostly European companies operating out of property Cuba seized when Fidel Castro took power. Every president since Bill Clinton had suspended the right, in part to avoid trade clashes with Europeans, who are now vowing to protect their businesses. The U.S. says there will be no exceptions.
Any person or company doing business in Cuba should heed this announcement.
The move could affect dozens of Canadian and European companies to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. Sagar Magani at the White House.
AP correspondent Zariah Shakely reports nearly $1 billion in donations has poured in from ordinary worshippers and high-powered magnates around the world for the vast restoration of the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Contributions came from near and far, rich and poor, from Apple and magnates who own L'Oreal, Chanel and Dior, to Catholic parishioners and others from small towns and cities around France and the world. Experts have put this in the threshold of realism, estimating the restoration would cost into to the hundreds of millions, although they acknowledge it is too early to be certain.
And President Trump's daughter and senior White House advisor Ivanka Trump spoke to a summit of women entrepreneurs in the Ivory Coast on Wednesday. She spoke at the Women Entrepreneurs Financial Initiative, and she was there to promote a $50 million initiative enacted by her father in February. Joe Palca, VOA News.